probiotic.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food he wants.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for everybody.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Now, hold on, let me roll up to the microphone. Roly-poly-oly, your host, Robert Scott Bell. Big Thanksgiving Day weekend! Oh, my gosh, did you overeat Super Don? Did you?
You know what? I didn't. In fact, you know, it was kind of weird. I didn't even eat turkey this year.
Wow, what a producer, not doing the thing. We don't have to roll him in, he got to roll me in. Hey, strategized. Remember on Wednesday before Thanksgiving, I strategized with Jerry Doyle on the air about how to successfully overeat on Thanksgiving Day. And,
right.
And you know, some people say, well, you're trying to encourage people to eat improperly.
How dare you?
Can you dare talk about, you're about health. I'm like, dude, I know what people do on Thanksgiving Day. I've been through a few myself in my life.
Right.
What are they going to do? Not tell people what they can do to strategize and not suffer as much? I said, you know, really, that's the Thanksgiving. It's the unofficial beginning of flu season because people just destroy their gut ecology by overeating all kinds of stuff, even if it's good food. And believe me, it was delicious. My wife made some amazing things. We even had an organic pumpkin pie.
Nice.
And she whipped up some whipped cream, she made it. Wow. My daughter was helping on that too. It was cool. And, it was good. I saw somebody put a picture of, how you're supposed to eat pumpkin pie, and you can't see the pumpkin pie under the whipped cream. The whipped cream is everywhere. And I admit I did that. But
nice.
How did I survive without, succumbing to that overconsumption? And literally, I didn't overeat. Real excess, just for me, I did, because I don't eat much, honestly, as much as I love to eat. I'm pretty tempered about what I eat. I've listened to my body enough over the years, I've learned. But remember, we talked about hydration, particularly. And by the way, I did take 2 days off. We took Thanksgiving holiday, and the Friday after, we did an encore, which was very difficult for me to do. Thank you, Super Don, for allowing that to happen.
Yeah, okay, no problem. But it kind of weird, though, huh? 2 days
it
off.
Is.
It's after the 2 days, you're kind of, hey, Robert. Hey, hi, my name's Don. How are you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
it's like, hey, weird.
I'm in withdrawal. I was. And you know, yes. I was so much in withdrawal that I actually had to fill in for my good friend, Richard Pearl, his show on Saturdays. And normally I don't do that, but he's still out of town, so what could I do? And I had Paul Bertier, my good friend. We did a whole hour on water, pretty much. Which is always fun for me to do. It's just kind of like bonus time with Paul. So check that out, robertswater.com. Now, today on the Robert Scott Bell Show, it is World HIV Fraud Day. Or I even call it AIDS Fraud Day, except that we don't dispute immune deficiency. That
right.
aspect, whether you want to call it AIDS or not, I could give a flip less. I don't have a dog in the fight, if you know what I mean. There are a lot of folks that do, and I understand why. But I'm more interested in healing, no matter what label you give something. So we are going to talk about that really quick. We're going to dive headlong into the HIV fraud in just a moment. Also, we have Christopher Barr, our nutritional historian, good friend, chiming in second hour. Maybe we're bringing him in early. I'm not sure yet. Also, I've heard that Joni Abbott, our good friend Joni, she occasionally fills in for me, and she's got her own show on Natural News Radio as well. And she's going to give us an update on that Amish girl who, you know, whose family fled with her outside of the country to get natural treatments for her cancer. Supposedly she's cancer-free, but the dunderheads in the Child Protective Services and the medical church insists that she must have chemo or she will die in 6 months. Is it true?
Okay.
We'll get to that.
Gotta love
also, the Seralini rat study has been withdrawn by the new the publication, the scientific publication, and we're going to see if we smell a Monsanto rat. That's coming up. If you can get it on the phones, give it a try. We are live the next couple hours here on GCN and naturalnewsradio.com at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Also, sign up for, well, email alerts, but also sign up for my YouTube channel, RS Bell Media Channel, and YouTube, and you can catch up. We actually, the last live show we did before the holiday, we had an RSB 180 with no Super Don. It was TMB. And you haven't seen that yet? You got to see Ty with his super big cowboy hat.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. It makes me want to wear a cowboy hat now. See what I've been missing out on all this time? I could be the guy. You know, what is it? Good guys wear black?
Well, no, white. He was wearing a white hat. He's a good guy. He was on Coast to Coast last night. I didn't get to hear it. I had to sleep. He was on Coast to Coast. We'll have to hear because Monumental Myths is out, and there's a big deal. Also, huge deal. Chris Barr has said that if you, today and tomorrow, that is the 1st and the 2nd of December. How did December get here? You know, this 30 days, half November, it just ruined me because I thought I had an extra day. But no, 30 days, not 31. What's up with that? We have to be in December already? So
this year has just flown by, it seems.
I tell you, December 1 and 2, that's today and tomorrow, Monday, Advanced Medicine Monday. If you call up Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, our good friend Jonathan, choosetobehealthy.com, 866-424-1077. This has never been done before. 866-424-1077. Today or tomorrow, listen to me, act on this. If you buy a bottle of selenium, if you buy a bottle of chromium, with that bottle of selenium, you're going to get Chris Barr's book on selenium for free.
Free?
Yes, I said that. And if you buy a bottle of GTF chromium, you will get Chris Barr's book on chromium for free.
Wow.
We're going to confirm
it's
that.
Not, it's not
sure
even Black
Chris
Friday.
That.
Not even
it's
Black
an
Friday.
Unadvertised special. Except for here, you're going to learn about it. Chris is going to join us. We're going to talk about that. So thanks to Jonathan. So stand by. Now, diving into the fraud of HIV. I encourage you to look at the movie House of Numbers. If you haven't, the documentary, we featured it over the years here. Also, our good friend Liam Sheff in his book Official Stories. I mean, in one chapter, he dismantles the entire HIV paradigm for good. In one chapter! And I think that in Monumental Myths as well, our friend Ty also picks up on that based on what Liam had written. So you get it there too. But the idea here, listen to me carefully, immune deficiency, immune collapse, immune dysregulation, that is real. There is no disputing it. I don't dispute it. Whether you call it AIDS or not, immune deficiency is real. Now, let's get on with the HIV issue. That is 100% bunk, fraud, total scam. The tests do not test for HIV. They are still nonspecific. They are still cross-reactive. They still differ from country to country. You can have a diagnosis in one country and not have it in the next country. And even the test inserts say you need this, and then somebody else interprets it and say you need that. The whole idea that HIV causes AIDS is gone, done. It was gone before it started. And over the years, and there are YouTube audio links up from the Robert Scadbell Show and many other places, interviews with Peter Duesberg and other focal-pointed professionals and experts in the good sense of the word on this issue. And it has not changed. It's only gotten stronger, the reality of the fraud of HIV causing AIDS. Okay? That's where we are today. Nothing has changed except that more people know it. More people than ever. Yet, they're still crying and screaming, no, it's not over. HIV is still dangerous and deadly. It's going to kill everybody. Heterosexual, homosexual, asexual, nonsexual, transsexual, marsexual, it doesn't matter. Right? Do you remember? I mean, you chuckle now, but when we were growing up, Super Don, in the 80s, sex was going to kill everybody. It was no longer a matter of you having access to antibiotics.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, of all the things that I can say that I witnessed as, you know, growing up through the 80s, that is one of them where just all of a sudden this thing came out and everybody was just scared to death. But I got to tell you something, Robert. You know, today I'm looking through the news. You know, we've covered this day every day for years. It's kind of a thing now. I mean, there's just not the buzz out there that it used to be.
as far as trying to say it's still big, but you're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I mean,
right,
even, you know, it's just, I don't know. I think maybe we're making some progress here. People just don't seem to be affected or as frightened about AIDS as they used to be. It's not that big epidemic that's going to kill everybody thing. In fact, CNN even came out and said that it's not a death sentence anymore. And I saw that, I was like,
right.
Wow.
They've had to admit that, well, people aren't dying as fast. Like, it's 6 months, they're dead. No, in 2 years, to 5 years, no, to 10, to 20, 25 years
right.
later. We got people, I know people personally, who've been so-called identified as having HIV. They're alive and well, primarily and precisely because they reject the label and or they reject the drugs, even more importantly, that are used to treat it or control it, whether it be AZT in lower dosages or multi-drug, heart technology, whatever they're calling it now. The fact of the matter is, and this is the irony, too, because right in the years past, we read about the sexual revolution. You got a real STD, a real sexually transmitted disease. And Liam always joked about this. He says, at least when you had, a real STD, it would appear on that area. And you'd know, oh, my gosh, something's going on. Right. With the so-called
right.
HIV. It's like, where did it show up? Where nobody can find it. It's there. It's not there.
But
where is
it?
Oh, well, you have a. You have a lung thing, you have a cancer, that you have immune collapse, but we can't find the actual thing on the organ that says it's an STD. But as they say, it's no longer considered a death sentence. And the irony, of course, is that when it used to be a real STD, gonorrhea, chlamydia, syphilis, they would treat you with an antibiotic, and then you'd be on your way again.
Right.
Now, the irony here is what I'm saying, in the particularly targeted population initially that they said had this, it was usually called the gay-related immune deficiency grid before it was AIDS, whole history there. Again, mm-hmm. See House of Numbers, houseofnumbers.com, see that book, sorry, the film. The thing is, that community, because of what they were doing, because they had so many legitimate, if I can call them that, STDs, these folks were on antibiotic after antibiotic after antibiotic, just stripping and destroying their gastrointestinal tract and integrity to the point where it doesn't matter if you were gay or straight. The fact that you've been on antibiotics for months to years, your immune system is going to collapse. That was predictable. And it wasn't only that. And we're going to get into whatever the plus that is. I'm going to go into this next segment. We'll still talk about the immune collapse that is real, the HIV that is not. Related to World AIDS Fraud Day or HIV Fraud Day. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show 6 days a week on GCN and naturalnewsradio.com. Check it all out at robertscottbell.com, my YouTube channel, RS Bell Media channel. And, of course, you can call us at 866-939-2355, 866-939-BELL.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
On the Robert Scott Bell Show, the era of HIV is over, and it's been over since before it began, just about, as long as I've been broadcasting. In fact, before I got into radio officially in 1994, I appeared on radio, interviewed with my mentor, homeopathic doctor, and we appeared on 50,000-watt blowtorch station WSB 750 AM in Atlanta. Went all the way up. It was a nighttime show. All the way up, all across, because at night, you know, with no clouds, it'll bounce off almost halfway around the planet. And we were on a liberal host show talking about this, and we basically said HIV doesn't cause AIDS. You want to tell the freak out in 1994 on the air? We talked about Professor Duisberg. I mean, you 4 hours later, we were scheduled for 1 hour. We were on for 4 hours talking natural medicine, homeopathy. And we'll talk with Christopher Barr about this a little later, and you'll know that the key mineral for, let's say, metabolic cellular dysregulation is selenium deficiency. And there have even been studies, peer-reviewed, published studies in the journals on selenium reversing what they call AIDS, although they'll try to say, oh, it's HIV, but no, it's not. Our friend Brian Carter, longtime listener, good friend to the program, he's listening now. He put a quote up from somebody who said that they've been on Truvada, which is one of the new, improved, you know, AIDS drugs, kind of a cocktail of some kind, mix and match, right? And this person says, I've been on Truvada for about the same time as you. I'm also in arguably the best shape of my life. Except, here comes the caveat, except that I'm typing this comment with one hand because last week my left wrist shattered after a routine fall. I now have a four and a half inch titanium plate holding my wrist together because there wasn't enough bone density remaining to heal without it, or even with a smaller plate. This is not a side effect. I'm looking forward to seeing a whole lot more. Now, this is the same. You can take toxic chemotherapeutic agents, if you can call them that, and you will destroy all kinds of microbial life forms in your body. But you will also destroy the body's ability to regenerate. right? We talked about DNA chain terminating drugs, these things, these analogs. These things. How do we kill a retrovirus that we can't fight? Well, let's just kill. It's basically just as it is in allopathic oncology, cancer treatments. It's chemo chicken. We're playing a game of chemo chicken with your cells. We're going to see who survives longer.
Sounds like something you order on a menu in Japan.
Chemo chicken. No, it's radiological chemo chicken over there. No, I'm sorry to say that. So anyway, but that's the point of this, is that there is no drug deficiency disease, and people with AIDS, much less the phony HIV, do not suffer from a Truvada deficiency. They do suffer, however, from a selenium deficiency across the board, majorly. Again, we'll talk with Chris about that soon. And also, we talk about the destruction of the gut, the gastrointestinal lining. A lot of different reasons that people, certain segments of the population more than others, were succumbing to this immune collapse, if you will, or deficiency. Again, they blame it on a retro. In fact, we've got some audio clips here from House of Numbers, interestingly enough. We featured over the years here since it came out. And I'm just trying to think about which one of these I want to play, because there's more than I have time to get into. Differences from, this is really wild. The third clip, cue that third clip up, because this gets into, you know, when we say that you could be HIV positive in one country and not in another, people go, oh, yeah, right, you're making that up. No, it's true. Right. It's true. It's true. Go ahead and play clip three.
Because of the different criteria that apply in different countries, you can test HIV positive in one country and be given an AIDS diagnosis as a result of that, whereas in another country you won't test HIV positive and you won't be given an AIDS diagnosis.
Excuse me? You know, that's the kind of thing we've been covering for years, but where's Bono on this one? Where's Elton John on this one? You know, raising all this money because it makes them feel better. And I'm glad you're feeling better, but why not do something that actually works? That actually helps people. You want to help people for fractions of a percentage point per day. If you gave these folks 200 micrograms or even more of a food-grown selenium that we talk about. And that, by the way, if you get any of the selenium or chromium with each bottle, that's what Chris Barr told me. He's going to confirm it on the air later. You get it from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. You buy a bottle of selenium, you get his book on selenium. All the scientific reference points to explain why this is so phenomenal, so sensational, and so reversing of immune deficiency and immune collapse. Let's see, the T-cell depletion, HIV is not enough, cofactors, not necessary. This is so confusing. But when you see House of Numbers, you'll see the scientists are so confused. Cue up clip number five, because this gets into the HIV is enough, it's not enough, there are cofactors that are necessary, they're not necessary. Go ahead and run that clip.
Just simply being infected with HIV is not going to do it. You need certain cofactors.
Cofactors are not necessary.
Dr. Fauci will say HIV causes AIDS without the need for anything else. That's kind of ridiculous.
The data that indicate that any different type of infection like mycoplasma or something like that is a necessary cofactor, I believe those theories have been debunked.
But what does he mean that there are no cofactors?
Right. GMO fraud continues after this break on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that 68% of Americans say they are concerned about this country's new healthcare laws? Recent numbers are showing that men will be seeing an average increase of over 97% on their monthly premiums. Not only do these prices hurt our wallets, but they will inevitably compromise the entire system. Packed doctor's offices, co-pays that don't pay, synthetic drugs with endless side effects. It's time to stop paying doctors and hospitals and start avoiding them altogether. It's either pay now or pay later. Why not take your health into your own hands? If there was a way you could double your immune system for a few dollars a day, would you do it? Choose an affordable, all-natural, and highly effective solution to keep you and your family in a state of superior health. If you're looking for the best healthcare solution, come visit a website that actually works, betterwayhealth.com. Or if you prefer speaking to a real person about your health, call 1-800-746-7640. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com, or call us today at 1-800-746-7640.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah.
All right, which way do y'all want to go? Call me, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355.
Yeah, you know, World AIDS Fraud Day, big in the news, but not as big as it used to be. Why? Even though there's one newspaper claiming, and this is through Time Magazine online, well, there's a new aggressive HIV strain found in West Africa. What the heck is it doing there? Is it on vacation?
It sounds like an infomercial.
Right.
New and improved HIV. Get AIDS faster now.
See, the thing is, they figured it out. They need to market this thing better. They need to market it like the annual flu. So they're calling this the A3O2. Sounds like H5N1. They're like, you know, it's not fair. The flu virus gets these four letters that sound like R2D2. They get all the publicity. Now we need to do that for HIV. This one, A3O2, it's so common in Guinea.
They got together and they're like, you know, those bird flu guys, they're doing better than us. What can we do? Oh, let's name our virus after them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like plagiarism.
Well, they say it's a recombinant. It only appears when a person becomes infected by two different strains. So the DNA fuses. I mean, they're making this up. Back me up here, Christopher Barr, my good friend, nutritional historian. And, I mean, are they making this stuff up? Where are they coming up with this?
Is it DNA or RNA, Robert?
They're claiming it. They're allowing its DNA to fuse to create a new one, which is this new recombinant thing.
I guess you're just adding to the fraud. They got to keep making new things to keep people off the scent. You know, like it's changing, like something's actually happened. You know, it's just viruses are, they're not even alive anyway. You know, they replicate. You know, it's one con after another. Viruses in general are a con more than anything. And, of course, this is the biggest fraud of them all. I used to call AIDS back in the 80s when they were first promoting it, I used to call it afraids.
Because
just work by fear to spread this nonsense.
Yeah, well, listen, it attacked, this immune collapse was occurring in certain populations. I talked about that already. We've covered it over the years. We know that what you do or do not do matters in terms of how your health manifests or how disease manifests. But the responsibility on pawning it off on a retrovirus that could never even be isolated was designed in order to achieve a new war on something, like the war on cancer, which was waning. That's part of this history. And, of course, it became a pharmaceutical flag that we could fly and say, look, we need drugs, and if we can't find new ones, we'll just bring the old ones back that were too toxic for people with cancer.
You know, back in 85, old buffoon Bowen, Otis Bowen, the Health and Human Services Secretary then, I think now he's with the American Cancer Society in some role, but in 85, what's that, almost 30 years ago, he said within 10 years, AIDS would kill more than 10 million Americans. I don't think we have 10 million people in the world, even by their inflated statistics, that have died in 30 years. You know, so it's everything's exaggeration, hype, and hyperbole. And, you know, I was just thinking when you and Super Don were talking about Dr. Luc Montagnier, who they gave a Nobel Prize for discovering this fraudulent virus. Mm-hmm. And they only did that because it was waning. And we were starting to make inroads in exposing the fraud, so they said, hey, we have to give him a Nobel Prize so we can head that off at the pass. But I wish I'd thought of this earlier, Robert. You could have got the sound from the film where Luc Montagnier, you know, told the surprised interviewer that AIDS is curable and selenium and antioxidants are the key.
Cue clip number one from the segment. We didn't play it. Cue clip number one because Chris Barr did not realize that we had that standing by, but that's just how good Chris is. So we're going to hear from Luc Montagnier. This is from House of Numbers as he's being questioned about this very thing.
If you have a good immune system, then your body can naturally get rid of HIV.
Yes.
Oh, interesting. If you take a poor African who's been infected and you build up their immune system, is it possible for them to also naturally get rid of it?
I would think so.
That's an important
It's an important knowledge which is completely neglected. You know, people always think of drugs and vaccine.
Oh my, Chris,
wow.
Listen to Luc Montagnier. Yeah, I think they regret giving him a Nobel Prize now because it legitimized him, and now he's off researching into the memory of water and homeopathy and doing all kinds of rather interesting stuff.
Yep, well, another point in that same production, he specifically names selenium and antioxidants. Mm-hmm. as the key. And of course, if you go, the U.S. government actually has a website on selenium. It's like 10 or 15 pages long. And although they've weakened it through the years, they still have listed on there that selenium has been shown in trials to dramatically increase immune system response in those with AIDS, and specifically also noted in children with severe AIDS. You know, the worse the immune system, the greater the boost from selenium, even by the U.S. government's admission on their own official government website on selenium.
It's absolutely incredible. The selenium, of course, we know about the dysregulations on a cellular metabolic level without adequate selenium. I've reported on years ago studies that are showing remissions of what they call this AIDS manifestation via the supplementation of selenium alone, that trace mineral. This is the most important of all the minerals, even though we're not into only, let's say, one is all you need. You know, we need everything. We know that. But of all the ones that are deficient, creating all the problems, including not only immune deficiency within the realm of AIDS, but cancer as well, selenium has to rise to the top of the list.
Yes, and I just spoke with a man a week ago with severe Lyme's disease. It almost killed him. He's still battling, but said for 2.5 years his white blood cell counts had been diminishing every 3 months when they checked, and he was getting right close to the critical level. And 3 months ago, he discovered my work and began taking the innate response selenium. And 2 weeks ago, he got the results of his recent checkup. Said for the first time in 2.5 years, his white blood cells did not drop and, in fact, jumped more than 10%. After 2.5 years of constant dramatic decline. And he said the only thing I've done differently is taken the whole food innate response chromium and the innate response selenium.
Well, I want to tell folks about this because now I've got Chris Barr to confirm that I'm not just making this up. This is what he told me off the air before we went to air today, that if you call up Jonathan today or tomorrow at choosetobehealthy.com, and let him know about the selenium. You want a bottle of selenium? You want a bottle of chromium, as Chris Barr just referenced. And he's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. You'll not only get the most awesome life-saving minerals, but you'll get Chris's book on selenium with a bottle of selenium. You'll get Chris's book on chromium with a bottle of chromium absolutely free. Am I telling the truth there? Is that real?
Yes, it is even bigger than that because they'll get one free book for each bottle that they order today and tomorrow only. So that means they have extra books to give to those that they love and cherish so much.
Then you will learn extraordinary things you will not hear anywhere in the mainstream media except when it kind of accidentally drips out and then they have to kind of counter it with some pharmaceutical nightmare nonsense. So that's huge, and we're going to continue telling everybody about that big deal today and tomorrow only from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. Also, I want to, I'm not to finish with the entire AIDS discussion here, but I do have to acknowledge the Cirillini study we've covered here on the air about the rats developing tumors from eating genetically modified corn, like Monsanto corn, Syngenta corn, and the guy ran the studies for 2 years. And they've been after this. They've been like, this is bad PR for the biotech industry, trying to figure out how are we gonna counteract this. And the Refusers has a big story on it. The French researcher Cirillini claims Monsanto lobbyist pulled his study from the journal. Did you see this, Chris?
Yes, I did. I think there was a was it lobbyist or was it a Monsanto employee that was placed as the editor or in an editorial position on that particular journal? I believe was the
yes.
Details. I just scanned Richard, it the other day.
Richard Goodman, a biologist who formerly worked for Monsanto, the leading producer of GM foods, just hired this former Monsanto employee as an editor and suddenly, oops, let's withdraw the study.
Yep. Well, if you know the history of medicine, as I do, and sadly too few do, this has been something that has been done by Monsanto, by the way, since the 1890s. They came to America, I believe, in 1901 with a specific purpose of bringing artificial chemical agents into the food supply. That was their sole purpose when they came here more than 100 years ago, and it's only been going downhill ever since. They were one of the primary lobbyists against the Pure Food and Drug Act and have continued to be by just lobbying and getting into bed with and getting the FDA into bed with them. It's been going on for more than 100 years.
Yeah, and how proud to be an American today, realizing that China has rejected 60,000 tons of transgenic corn from the United States, while our own government goes, no, feed it to the people, feed it to the kids, who cares, our own people. You know, this is the kind of insanity we're dealing with. Even China says, not in our country, even though they'll send melamine and mercury-infested other things to us. I think it's payback.
Yeah, they send it to us, but they don't want their people eating it, you know.
Yeah, we don't want to be the GMO rats here. And, of course, there are a lot of my friends who are really still into these peer-reviewed journals and put more faith in it than their own religion, perhaps, that they believe that, oh, my gosh, if they rejected the study and withdrew it, then it must be horrible, just like Wakefield and his identification of the link after the MMR shot in iatrogenic idiopathic enterocolitis.
Well, did you ever hear the Linus Pauling reference about peer-reviewed? Linus Pauling's response to that was, why would anybody care about a bunch of old scientists watching each other pee? That's how he poo-pooed peer-reviewed.
Very nice. Well, the thing is, peer review, and we've seen it, of course, with the HIV-AIDS saga, in that Duesberg questions it. With good science, sound questioning and reasoning, and he is shut out of any grants, never turned down for a grant prior to that, suddenly questions the HIV causation hypothesis, with barely a hypothesis, and suddenly he can't publish anything, they won't allow him to do anything, he's ridiculed, marginalized, and ostracized. Not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show, certainly not with my good friend Christopher Barr. You want his book on chromium? You want his book on selenium? You can get it for free. All you got to do is buy a bottle of selenium, you get the selenium book free. Buy a bottle of chromium, get the chromium book free. We take all of this here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with my family. And we'll talk about it and more. And the passing of another celebrity. What is this all about? Speed kills, is that what they're going to say? We'll be back with more powerful healing after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability.
AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This afternoon, we are, well, having a great time healing, asking no permission where none is required. And on the Robert Scott Bell Show, it's never required. No license. In fact, no license is allowed here. We just don't need it. The permission to heal is yours. The power to heal is yours. We're just here to remind you. And who is here to help us remind you? My good friend, Christopher Barr. And he is known as Not a Doc. He's better. And he's got two excellent, excellent books that I want you to get. And you'll get them for free today because of, what are you calling it, a Cyber Monday? What are we calling this special, after Thanksgiving special? How do we phrase this?
Well, it's Cyber Monday. That's the big thing. After they do Black Friday, they have all the internet sales on. They call it Cyber Monday, and now of course they're starting that early. Like I think Black Friday starts on Thursday now, so now they're starting Cyber Monday today or the end of today. So I thought, well, I'm gonna get in on this with something that's actually worthwhile and good, and just give away a copy of Chromium and Selenium book for each purchase of a bottle of chromium or selenium just today and tomorrow only.
This is it. Stock up. You want stocking stuffers. Imagine you're going to be taking the selenium or giving the selenium as a gift, same with the GTF chromium. Why not get a book on selenium for each bottle you buy and on selenium as well as chromium? And you get that from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. We can call this sort of tele-Cyber Monday because we want you to call him because he's going to go, what? What did Chris say?
That's right. He doesn't know yet.
It's 866-424-1077. Go ahead and surprise Jonathan with a phone call.
Yep, you'll have to leave a message because he's not answering the phone. That's why I'm doing this without his knowledge. I couldn't get a hold of him. So he'll be nicely surprised by all your calls to buy Chromium and Selenium today and tomorrow so you can get a free copy of those books.
December 1st, December 2nd. I can't believe we're already here in the final month of the year. Wow, where did it go? Now, somebody went out fast here. 40 years old, Hollywood celebrity in the Fast and Furious films, Paul Walker. All we know is that he gave the keys to his new Porsche GTR, something like that, a supercar,
and he was in the car with him and his friend. We don't know why or how. Was there alcohol? We don't know. But at a speed that if you see the pictures of this accident, you're thinking, I'm scratching my head. I'm going, Paul Walker, you're 40 years old. Even if you're not the one driving, your friend is driving, you go, hey, buddy, no, we don't do 120 on a surface street. I mean, do you? This is not the movie Fast and Furious. I'm just wondering what the thought was there.
Yeah, well, there are no thoughts now, at least for them. And, you know, our thoughts can only be don't do that. Let this be a lesson. So for anybody,
yeah, I know, it's like pretty basic. I mean, you know, I lost my invincibility sensations in my teen years, you know, when you just do stupid stuff. Like, you know, I had my first car was a 1969 Chevelle Super Sport. It didn't have the 396 engine.
Wow.
Somebody had replaced it with a high-performance Chevy small block 327, putting out at least 300 horsepower. And so I had California glass packs on. So I'm just telling you, my redneck Jewish past, I would drag race the thing occasionally. But it's a straight line. Good luck keeping a 69 Chevrolet in a straight line, I know. But it was away from the main. We weren't on a main road or anything like that. But even then, it's like, it's a little bit crazy to do that stuff. At 40, I don't think you have a lot of excuses anymore.
No, well, he's all out of excuses now, sad to say.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, let that be a lesson to you kids out there thinking that, you know, you live forever based on doing stuff like that. I mean, the thing is about what we do here, it strengthens you and allows you to walk through walls, proverbial walls of microbes, but we don't say go and dive into a vat of Ebola because you're taking selenium and chromium. It doesn't mean lose common sense. It doesn't mean don't utilize the guidelines that were given to us in the ancient historical text, otherwise sometimes known as the Bible, about cleanliness and hygiene. Things like that are basic to us that we don't, you know, we pretend we don't have to do any of that because we're taking our selenium. It's like use that and common sense.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
But I'll tell you what, the chemtrails, for instance, I don't want to open that can of worms maybe, but...
No, it's okay.
I know when there's a problem because I can feel it a little, but everyone else around me is hacking and coughing and laid out and feeling bad, and I know that's 30-plus years of chromium and selenium being stocked up. So, yeah, you could just about dive into a vat of Ebola if you stocked up your system, and maybe you could, but still I wouldn't recommend doing it.
Exactly. It's like we're not abandoning common sense, but you brought up the chemtrails. So I'm glad you did. We're out on the break here, but the idea is don't wait for the problem. We know there are toxicological assaults all around us, some from within. Take the chromium, take the selenium, and everything else we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and you'll get a free selenium book with each selenium you buy, a free chromium book with each chromium you buy from Jonathan. ChooseToBeHealthy.com at 866-424-1077. That is today and tomorrow only. Next hour, Joni Abbott joins us. Chris Barr sticks around. What's up with the Amish family? We'll get to that because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott, the Bell, Robert Show. Scott Bell Show.
Since the dawn of the processed food industry, you have been fed a lie. Food labels are not designed to inform you, but to hide things from you. This coming January, Natural News will reveal a groundbreaking discovery that will reshape the food industry forever. January 7, 2014. NaturalNews.com. Because the truth cannot be kept secret any longer.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.